Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month. But many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website, click, and listen live. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. We welcome you, and we say good Monday morning. It is April 23rd. Off to another great start to a great week. We hope that you had a great weekend. We certainly did. And you know what? It's a glorious day to get the week started. It's a beautiful morning. If you haven't peeked out, it's crisp and cool. And as always, we like to remind you, if you're traveling in, make sure that you're slowing down for school buses and slowing down through school zones. It's always important that we remember to stay engaged. Stay off those mobile devices in the morning and make sure that you're watching out for our school kids. A lot of kids standing out by bus stops, a lot of kids walking, and school buses are rolling. So please be mindful as you're traveling in this Monday morning. You know, we have some sad news this morning, and we wanted to share that with you at the top of this show so that you can start your day in prayer for our friend and our sponsor, Glenda Stock. Many of you probably don't know that her mother went home to be with the Lord on Friday. And so, you know what? We just wanted to say our deepest and heartfelt sympathies to Glenda Stock and her family. And, you know, many of you who know that she just recently lost her husband, David Stock, just a few months ago. And so it's been a tough time. And, you know, she has been in our heart, in our thoughts, and in our prayers. And many would say, you know, woe is Glenda, poor Glenda. But Glenda is strong. She's strong in faith. And she doesn't need our sorrow or our pity. But what she does need is our prayers. Her mother's name was Mildred Green. And they laid her to rest on Saturday in Patterson, Louisiana. And so for those of you who know Glenda or those of you who know of her, what you may not know is that she's got a huge heart, a great philanthropist, and we know from our definition of philanthropy, it's a love of humanity, and she absolutely has that, and a love for people. But these last few months, she has gone through a lot of challenges, but she has strong faith. She knows the Lord, and she's going to be okay, but she does need our prayers at this time. So we want you to keep her in your thoughts and in your prayers. And for all those prayer warriors, just lift her up, because sometimes, you know, you can go through challenges and it's tough. Even when your faith is great, it's still tough. And so for our sister friend, when we're weak, we know that God is strong. So please just keep her in your prayers as you go about your day. But we wanted to just share that with you on this Monday morning. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to tell you about a lot of things going on, a lot of things you may or may not know about. And we're going to tell you about the 17th annual Jazz on the River and what a resounding success it was and what a great time we had. We're going to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Monday, April 23rd, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by your Pathway Advisor, Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path by phoning Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder. The number's 318-448-8600. Red River Bank. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you, and you can phone them at 318-346-6695. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. It doesn't matter if you've got a domestic or a foreign vehicle. Brother and his team at Daryl's Auto Service is there to make sure that your vehicle stays on point. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. And my good friend, Nora Clayton at Be Unique Hair Salon. If you need your hair to be on point, you need healthy hair, great style. Well, here's the number Tuesday through Saturday for an appointment. It's 318-442-7204. And how many of you know that a girl's best friend is her beautician? So if you don't have a great beautician, if you're not happy with where your hair is headed, then you want to head to Be Unique Hair Salon. Again, the number is 318-442-7204. Well, changing gears this morning, you may or may not know that this week is Screen Free Week. And what that is a nationally recognized week that encourages people to engage in healthy activities away from the television, away from the computer, away from all those electronics, and spend quality time with their families without being sidetracked by electronics and all those gadgets. And that's happening in Rapides and Avoyelles Parish. We're observing Screen Free Week, April 23rd through 29th. And some other parishes, of course, did it a week earlier, and some are doing it on into this month. But, you know, we thought that was important to mention because we know that so many of our kids get tied down and bogged down into these electronics, and you know, it's hard to really get their attention now. So what they're doing is they're encouraging parents and families to do something together as families, take the initiative, and because you know, research shows that over time the reduction in screen time can improve a person's health, which is really at the heart of the initiative's goal to increase physical activity and healthy eating for children as well as adults. And so they're encouraging everyone to try to limit their screen time and choose to be physically active for their children's health and for our own health. The Rapides Foundation is a big sponsor of that. And Central Louisiana students are bringing home brochures. So you may get that in your child's paperwork. You know, sometimes they don't give it to you, so you got to go through their things. Just about activities and giving us literature. Some of the schools are doing it through PE. But, you know, the epidemic, really, is what they're calling it, in obesity in children is growing and growing and growing. And so if we don't take initiative, the initiative as parents, to say to our kids, you know what, enough is enough. It's time to back away from the television, back away from the computer. They never will. So, you know, we have to be the change that we want to see in our children. And it starts with us. Whether it's getting out and taking a walk, something that we can all do together, and spending that time together and really engaging your kids. And sometimes that's tough to do, you know, because they have their own ideals and their own thoughts. But as I said, the change that has to happen has to start with the adults in the family. And so we hope that you'll use this week to just get out. It doesn't have to be anything grand. Just do something. Get engaged. Take, at the end of the day, just take a walk, do something together, turn the TV off, at least for, you know, a couple of hours, and try to make that a practice. Because if we don't do something different, then our kids are going to just continue much of the same, and we're going to see much of the same. And we're talking about it constantly with Dr. Gary Jones about children having very adult health problems and it becoming an epidemic. More and more children with type 2 diabetes, more and more children with hypertension. And, you know, we were talking about it this weekend at the Jazz Fest. We had an amazing time, but at our table we were talking about getting healthy as adults. And we were looking, each of us, at our families and our family history and seeing that our nieces and our nephews are continuing to grow in terms of weight. So the only way that we can implement change is to be change. And people will follow change in our family if we begin to change. But as I switch gears, D.C., the Jazz Fest, the 17th annual Jazz on the River, I call it the Jazz Fest because it felt like an amazing festival. It was this year's tribute was a tribute to Jermaine Basil. And when I tell you that it was 2 days of incredible jazz, 2 days of just feeling like we were in the Big Easy. Great music, great fellowship, and great fun. And we had the time that we had. I just don't even have enough good adjectives to describe the amazing time that we had. We had a great group out at Jazz on the River. We had a great group at our table both Saturday and Sunday. And we want to thank everybody who came out and joined us at our table. We want to also thank all of you who came out. It was an amazing time. And this year, like I said, it was a tribute to Jermaine Basil. And for many of you who don't know who she is, if you're not a jazz enthusiast, she is considered the first lady of jazz in New Orleans with her melodic singing and her scatting. You know, she's got over a half century of musical prowess, and some of the group, D.C., even from the kids who played, the Bontempian Big Band, which is comprised of kids from all over the city, the Twin Cities, from junior high school to high school, were absolutely phenomenal. And the weather, it looked like it was going to be cloudy, but on Saturday, the weather cleared up. It was windy, but it just, D.C., it was probably one of the most relaxing weekends we had. We sat out there. It was beautiful weather. It was really sort of cool on Saturday, but just a light jacket. And we sat out there and we just fellowshipped with friends. We want to thank all of the people who came by our table and said hi and met us. We're grateful for that. We were grateful to meet and greet each and every person that came by our table. And we want to also thank the Arna Bonten African American Museum for having us as the host. I hosted the event. It was humbling and just a wonderful experience. And you know, Jermaine Basil said something that just really stayed with us throughout the day and even into today, and will continue to stay with us. And she talked about talent, and she talked about, because they honored her at the festival, at the Jazz on the River, and they gave her a beautiful, beautiful poster. And she was shocked and humbled just by the entire experience. DC said it was a painting. Thank you. And so one of the things that she said is that every single person has talent. And what we realized after she spoke was that all of the musicians that converged together for a weekend of amazing jazz really gave us an insight into what God had given them, which was great talent. And we sat and we partook of that. And it just really, jazz just ministers to your soul. And it was soulful. It was empowering. It was absolutely amazing. And we just walked away feeling relaxed. Everybody just kind of just mellowed out, D.C., had a great time. What was your feeling about this weekend's Jazz on the River, D.C., as it was our first Jazz on the River here in Alexandria?
Oh, man, I just had a very, very relaxing time. Just
enjoying. You sound relaxed still.
Oh, yeah, just enjoying the atmosphere. Because everybody was really, really late.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, yesterday was absolutely beautiful. It was just a lot of wind,
mm-hmm.
you know. And but the what I love about performers is it just doesn't matter. They just come ready to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see the professionalism of the people who were actually performing.
Uh-huh.
And to see the folks from the Arna Bonten, Chad Bailey and Pat Bocalter and Dr. Joyner, and
uh-huh.
just seeing them out there carrying out what they needed to do to put this on. It was just absolutely amazing. And it's just, I'm going to tell you what shocked me is that it wasn't more people. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people out there, but for an event like this, you know, this, it had a New Orleans-ness feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because we lived in New Orleans, we actually had mm-hmm. the opportunity to be at events like this in places like that. It seems like here, the people just didn't really, they don't really appreciate it as far as I'm concerned. It's, I mean, because there just wasn't the type of crowd that you would have expected at an event such as this.
And, you know, I think that we have to work on that, because not only did Chad Bailey, who is the executive director, Dr. Haywood Joyner, the former executive director, Ms. Gwendolyn Y. Elmore, Pat Buckhalter, so many people, and I don't want to forget anybody or leave anybody out, because it took a lot of people to bring this event together, a whole committee of people who helped to make the 17th annual Jazz on the River a success. But we thought that it should have just been an overflow, because the talent that they went out and got for the event it was top notch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to you know, it was a lot of culture there. Mm-hmm. There was it was just a lot to take in. And of course, you know, to me, I just feel like there should have been an overflow of people at an event like that. They had good food,
mm-hmm.
drinks, people had booths out there, and it just it lends itself to the fact that what's happening in Central Louisiana, where people are not just enjoying this type of thing.
Well, you know, you and I were talking a lot about that, and I think that it has a lot to do with just being content right where you are. And you know, we're always saying, and you'll always hear people say there's nothing to do, but that was an event that was so family friendly. And it was a great event where you could take your kids out there. We took Deuce out there on Sunday because on Saturday he had baseball. But, you know, it was just so family friendly. Such a good time for all. And I tell you, Central Louisiana and even surrounding areas, if we don't start showing up in a bigger way, you know, we talk about the power of words, that you can have what you say, and you're going to keep saying that there's nothing to do until eventually organizations are going to stop bringing great events, great festivals, great artists. They're going to stop bringing that to Central Louisiana if we don't do our part. But I'm going to tell you, for the crowd that was out there, the atmosphere was absolutely electric. I mean, the jazz was just so engaging and so all-consuming. And when you just saw people with their gifts and, you know, just playing every instrument and just really bringing it and pouring their gifts and their talents out for the people that were there, it was absolutely incredible. And so what we want to see is, we want to see more people showing up and enjoying. I mean, the weather was beautiful. The people were wonderful. The artists were great. So there was so much out there. And absolutely. And I think that even if you're not a jazz enthusiast, it's just another opportunity to find that culture in something that's different. And I believe that we've got to start to embrace that. And, you know, the whole mission of the Arna Bonten African Foundation, the Arna Bonten African American Museum, but the foundation, the whole mission is to further knowledge of the cultural literary legacy. And so there is a whole legacy that Arna Wendell Bonten has left, and they're trying to promote that awareness. And I said it yesterday, although the Arna Bonten African American Museum is an African American museum, it is a museum that is rich with cultural history. And it's not just for African Americans. And what I loved, DC, is that there was a very diverse crowd out there. It was a good mixture of people.
Yes, it was.
And since 1988, the foundation has fully restored and maintained the Arna Bonton African American Museum, and it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places and a historic site listed under the state of Louisiana's African American Heritage Trail. And so the Jazz on the River is really just, it was an outdoor performance, and it was hosted by the Arna Bonton Foundation. And all of those proceeds went to benefit the foundation and the museum. And, you know, if you didn't get a chance to go out to the 17th annual Jazz on the River, you can go to their website at www.arnabontonmuseum.org. And that's ARNABONTEMPS museum.org. And you can check out what's going on. And, you know, the people, the volunteers, everything that went into pulling it together was just, it was incredible.
Absolutely. And you know, let us, you know, say that there were a lot of, there was a lot of people there, a lot of couples who seemed to be enjoying it. And that's just
refreshing.
We moved back here from the Baton Rouge area, and I have to say there's not a lot of couples activity around this area, you know. And for the first time, we saw like Ron Smith and his wife, my frat brother, Michael Bell, and several other fraternity brothers that were out there with their wives, you know, just enjoying the activity. You know, Ingrid and her husband, Ingrid Johnson, and her husband Kevin Johnson. You know, just out there, just really having, you could see that they were really enjoying themselves and having a good time. But there's so many other people out there that are in that same, in the same place. I mean, you know, been married a while, and looked like an event like that would have appreciated. You know, that just wasn't out there.
It was definitely a good couples event. It was a good singles event. It was just a good event for everybody, and we had a lot of great couples at our table. We had Maurice and Darlene St. Romain,
absolutely.
Hank and Jean Williams, Octavia and Johnny Williams,
Charvette and
Ananias Robinson.
Absolutely.
And we all had, I mean, we had an incredible time. We had lots of laughs. We had great
lots of laughs.
And it was, you know what, it was just a time to let your hair down. And we all agreed at our table on both nights that it was just a good way to get away from the hustle and bustle of business. And just, we laughed about everything from commercials to to laughing at ourselves. And it was just a great, fun time. And you know what we're going to do, DC, is we're going to continue to encourage people to come out and be the change that you want to see in your community.
Absolutely.
Let's get a quick break here, everybody. You're on point, but we're back right after this. Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oils Parish. For more information on of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the of Oils Commission of Tourism. Great food, great friendliness, great warmth, great times in of Oils Parish. Also, Capital One Bank, investing for good. We say it every single day, and only because we see lots of accidents. If you've been in a car accident, and you're not sure what your legal rights are, Brian Kubero and Associates. Phone for a free consultation by phoning 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. And I'll say it, you know, we've had a lot of people in Central Louisiana this weekend. There was so much going on. We've still got a lot of folks in town for the golf tournament, the SWAC golf tournament. So please be mindful, especially around the traffic circle, because that's where we see a lot of accidents. Make sure that you're mindful that we do have guests in the city, and they may not be just that familiar with the traffic circle and with the traffic in Alexandria. So please be courteous as we do have visitors in the city. It is Monday, April the 23rd, and it's another glorious morning, and we want to get your week started off right. Remember, you can have what you say, and there is power in your words. So please don't drag in this morning saying, oh, I can't wait until Friday gets here, or I can't wait until Wednesday gets here. Hurrying your life up. Just be okay with today being Monday. You can't get to Friday without starting Monday. And why not make Monday great? But this is what we want to talk about this morning, because as we were in attendance at the 17th annual Jazz on the River, we made some real serious observations about couples. And, you know, let me just start by adding this caveat. There is no condemnation for those people who are not doing things together as couples. But what we hope this conversation will do is that we want to encourage more couples to get into a good rhythm of doing things together. And I know that there are going to be women and men that are listening that say, you know what, that's okay for some, but, you know, we kind of do our own thing. But really what studies show this, is that every couple needs activity together. Every couple needs to develop a common rhythm in life.
And not just church, because we all go to church together.
Not all of us.
Well, the majority of folks go to church together. But
well, church counts.
Right. But, I mean, I'm talking about away from church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually socializing together away from church. You know what that puts me into mind? Maybe we need to have an event. Get with some of our event gurus and put a couples event together to see how many couples we can draw out. But we have to have some sort of common interest.
But you have to get people to participate, and that's where the problem.
Couples. That's people who are dating and whatever type of couple situation you're in.
And DC and I talked about this last night, and that's why we wanted to share this conversation with you this morning, because, you know, a couple people came up and said, and this was very interesting to me. They said, you know, you and DC look like y'all are still really in love and still really enjoy being together.
And we do.
And I said, we absolutely do. And more importantly than that, we're really good friends. Now, we understand, because God willing, on the 26th of next month, we will be celebrating 22 years of marriage. And we've been together even longer than that.
30 years.
And we know that over time, a relationship goes through upheaval. It goes through peaks and valleys, highs and lows. And so where we feel like our relationship is we are, we're in a state of revitalizing. We're in a state of healing and
restoration.
And so I guess in that vein, do you see a lot of couples that don't really know that they need to do some work to get back and have settled for the status quo? Especially if you have been in a relationship that has gone through some challenges, which really means problems in several different areas, and you haven't done the work, and that resentment builds.
Absolutely.
And that anger builds, and you don't want to share anything together, let alone an evening. But this morning,
But then even if you do share an evening together, when you see people, sometimes we'll go to dinner and we sort of look around at some of the couples, and some of them look like they've been drinking vinegar. You know, you can see who's happy and who's not happy. You know, you can see, you look over at the table and the couple just hadn't said a word to each other. Then the food comes and they sit there and eat, and then they get up and leave.
Right.
They're not even talking to one another.
And how do you change that, though? How do you change that mentality?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is find out what it is, because a lot of times, and I mean, we have gone through this. That's why we appreciate and understand mm-hmm. it. We have gone through parts of our relationship where we just weren't talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to a point where it starts to eat away at the fabric of your relationship and the core of what actually put you together. And if you don't dig in and get gut-wrenching honest and speak to each other about what is really, mm-hmm. why we're really resentful, you know, hey, you did this to me, you did that mm-hmm. to me, it hurt my feelings, I didn't like it, I'm still not over it, and you never apologize.
Right.
And you look like you don't care.
That's right. And during that time, because we've shared this, you know, and I said to our listeners that there was a time when we weren't kind to each other.
Absolutely.
And that's putting it mildly, where we just got to that point where, you know, you don't really like each other.
Exactly. And that is, in a long-term relationship, that stuff is quite common.
Mm-hmm.
That is common behavior. Like, as Uncle New would say, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's normal behavior. To be in a relationship of long term, people are going to step on each other's toes.
Right. But it's not normal to stay there.
Absolutely.
You know, we can agree that you can be there, but you've got to come out of it, because otherwise you'll just grow old and you'll stay in a space where you're just there because it's comfortable. And not even comfortable, but it's the misery that you have learned to live in. And so if it's possible for one couple to come out of the anger and the drudgery and the lack of contentment, it's possible for another couple to come out of that.
Well, the first thing you have to do is want to come out of it. And the first thing you have to do, another thing you have to do, is have humility for your spouse.
Right.
You know, because none of us are perfect.
Do you remember when, you know, when we were going through that period, how we did come out of it?
Well, the first thing I think we did was we made a decision that we needed to come out of this, and we wasn't going to be able to work if we keep doing what we're doing, because it's getting progressively worse.
Right.
And if it gets any worse than what it is right now, we didn't want to live unhappy like that.
Right. And then that's where people make that really hard decision, right, that it's time to let it go. And really, we know that the problem manifests itself a lot larger than what it really is. You know, sometimes the enemy can take something that is
minute
and make it into a mountain.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so over time, when you look at what's really eating you, and sometimes you look back and you wonder what you were really angry about, and if you're going to stay in a relationship, this is what I had to say, ladies. And I believe, and I know it's not fair, but I believe that we as ladies, as the peacekeepers, the glue
that holds it together.
That's right.
The backbone of the relationship.
The tea bag that when you put it in boiling water, you see how strong we are.
Right.
Well, you know, this is what I decided. And when I prayed about it, this is what God said to me. He said, find that thing that you really loved in D.C. in the beginning, and that'll take you back to where you were. Find that thing and those things that you loved about him in the beginning. See, we forget about that over time. Remember when, you know, when you saw your man and you just lit up inside, and somebody is saying, I hear you out there saying,
but he's
oh,
a dog.
But you know what? It's okay. It's okay, because we have the power to change our minds. Thank God we can do that. So I challenge you, ladies, and I challenge you, men, to find that kindness, to find that thing that you loved about your spouse, that you loved, loved, loved about them, and think on those things or that thing.
Right. And I'm going to tell you just a little tidbit of information for ladies, because in most cases, most women know their men more than anybody on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It just
I would
takes
agree.
A little softening up. You know how they used to say women are made of sugar and spice and all that stuff, and men are made of grit and dirt and all that. Well, you know, women have to be use more spice to, you know,
mm-hmm.
get their man to see things the way that they need for him to see it. There's no need in trying to use brute force with him, because you can't beat him right there, and you can't get him to join. You
can't beat him at his own game.
Well, I mean, and you don't want to beat him. What you want to do is, because you're a team and what God has put together, you should be working together. You know, you just want to get in the same car,
mm-hmm.
and having the same conversation,
mm-hmm.
and not, okay, I'm talking about one thing, you're talking about another, and we just don't agree because we're not even talking. We're talking at one another, and we're trying to get each other to see what we want each other to see, and we're not really listening to one another. You know, listening to, you have to listen in a relationship. You know, you have to put God first. We have to pray and ask God. I mean, you know, a lot of times it took for me saying, God, help me to get our relationship back on track, because I'm doing a horrible job.
Because you know what? DC is very hard-headed. Hard, hard-headed. And ladies, I don't know if you're dealing with a hard-headed man or not, but when you're dealing with a hard-headed man, I think your heart has to be even softer.
Absolutely. And a lot of times women are more, they have more humility where they don't have to win. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
with a man, you just have to let him win some, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well.
You just kind of have to let him win some of the, you know, because he's not going to, nobody wants to be a pushover or a jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to get the conversation started, somebody has to take the low road.
And I think sometimes that you can let the anger, the resentment, all of those things that have hurt you in a relationship, you can let them build to a point that you feel like there's a point of no return. And I've heard women say it all the time. I'm staying because of the comfort level. I've built this. This is my home. These are my things. I'm not leaving those things. And so you get entrenched in the things, and there is no real relationship there. You're married, but you're lonely.
Let's get a break and come back with some more of that hot stuff.
Oh my goodness, it is hot in here. And you know what, this is a conversation for Monday morning, and we really want you to stay engaged. You're on Point, everybody, but we're back right after this. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Thousand Watt Voice of the Community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions and find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them, simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmar Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from Moorville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alabama at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. For the Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute, I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood.
Welcome back, everybody. You're On Point. It's 8:30 on April 23rd. It's Monday. Great to be back with you. Great to get the week started. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Terra Home. You know it's Mother's Day. If you're looking for a great gift, unique gift, great gift ideas, Terra Home is where you'll want to start. 1355 Peterman Drive. Also, Axion, Texas, Louisiana. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Also, Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in specialty medical equipment. The number to phone is 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites, 767-2220. Of course, Area 318. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. And our great friends at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa listens, she cares. But most importantly, she helps you to understand your insurance needs. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, just go to HicksonHasIt.com. If you're just joining us, we're having a couples talk this Monday morning. And that was prompted by this weekend's 17th annual Jazz on the River as we looked around. But let me just say to all of our couples, two things. First of all, there's no condemnation if you are in a situation where you're not doing things with your couple, with your spouse. No condemnation. No condemnation for those people who are couples but go to things as a single. No condemnation. And that DC and I are not holding ourselves up as some self-righteous couple. But what we are upholding ourselves up is a couple that has been through drug abuse. We've been through infidelity. We've been through probably every high and low that you can imagine in a relationship. We've been through lack of communication. And we're a couple that stands in, as DC said earlier, restoration and healing and rebuilding and revitalizing. And we believe that if God did it for us, he can do it for you as well.
Absolutely.
One of the things that DC said is so critical during the break, and we've got to talk about it, is denial.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're in a relationship and you are saying that me, my spouse and me get along well, and when you wake up in the morning, you're saying, you're not getting along that well. Or if you guys are going somewhere together and before her foot is in the car, you're taking out. You're not getting along that good. You got some deep-seated issues and some deep-seated resentments. And that, I mean, if you don't get to them, they can eat away at you and make your life miserable. Because it's you don't have to be miserable.
You know what Bishop
Jakes— Especially when you love each other.
He said it best. He said it's like a cancer. And sometimes cancer is so— you can have cancer and not know it.
Absolutely.
And it'll be eating away at you and you not know it. And so revelation of the truth is really the Absolutely. First real issue. And we just
said recognizing that you have some issues. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even call it a problem because a lot of times these things are so small. But when you have a lot of small things, they make big things.
But sometimes they're big things, though.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they're big things.
Sometimes there's big things that people don't want to admit that, look, I was wrong with that.
But,
you know, and that pride, that foolish pride, mm-hmm. the Bible says foolish pride. Period. Availeth a man nothing.
And so, but the point is this, if you're with your spouse and y'all are going to be together for whatever reason, why not try to be happy if you've made the decision that you're just not going to leave?
Absolutely. And I think you just said something, Carlette, that really brings it home. And a lot of people may have missed it. Why not try to be? See, being happy is not just a thing that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say try to be happy, that means I have to put some work in at actually being happy.
Right.
A lot of people miss that whole concept thinking I'll just go through day to day and happiness will just follow. Happiness is a byproduct of doing what's right.
That's exactly right. You know, we were saying it last night because for years and years and years, And I don't know if you guys do this, but DC and I did this for years. We were always waiting for the next thing to happen. We always thought we'll be happy when.
Letting today slip away.
Letting today. And we were saying this last night driving home from Jazz on the River. We said probably the first 25 years of our lives were like, I can't wait until.
The next thing.
You know, I can't wait until.
We get here.
We get here. We can't wait until we buy our house.
Or have kids.
Or, then you keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And what we found is that when you do that, you're never happy right where you are.
No contentment.
No contentment. And so what we said is, you know what? We talk about seasons all the time and your season. But I really wanted to share this with our listeners because people who know me know that I talk about seasons all the time. Even though we want to get into the next season, you've got to learn to be content in the season where you are. Because until you learn the things that you're supposed to learn in that season, you're not going to make it into the next season. And you'll hear me talking about inspiring people with possibilities, and I believe that 100%. But I believe that there has to come a time and a place where you're content right where you are. And you've got to be careful, ladies, and I charge ladies with this because I truly believe that we set the tone in the home. I truly, truly believe that we are the tone setters for our homes. Be careful. I want you to hear me. Be careful what comes out of your mouth about your spouse, about your relationship, because there are forces in the atmosphere that will take those words and they will make sure that you see the manifestation.
Absolutely.
Be careful about what you're saying about your spouse, about your relationship, about your family. And if that's you, and I know we're all guilty, you need to take a moment and repent, because what you put out there in the atmosphere, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you'll see it come back around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, there is so much power in words. And what I had to learn was that I couldn't change DC. I couldn't impose my wants on his will, no matter how much I wanted to. So I had to look inward and I had to begin to change me. And when I become a better me, then I bring a better me to the table.
Well, and then I have to admit too, though, Carla, you were a lot nicer than me. So when you began to be nice to me, after I saw it wasn't a facade, I started to reciprocate. Most men are real softies. I mean, it just doesn't take that long to get them to soften up. You just have to, they mimic. If you're soft to them, they're soft to you. If you're hard to them, well, they're going to be harder to you.
Right. And you know what, ladies? I will say this, and you'll probably hear me say it for as long as I'll have a microphone. It is easy to be nice when someone is being nice to you. It is very hard to be nice when somebody's not being nice to you. And human nature wants you to lash back and not be nice and not be kind. But if you want to implement change, there are just some things that you have to do.
Absolutely.
And I believe, it's like you said earlier, nobody knows a man better than his woman or his wife or his partner.
Right.
But nobody knows a man better than a woman knows her man. And if there is not a real genuineness there, men can pick up that on that as well.
Absolutely, because that's vice versa. And if you're a woman and you're saying one thing but doing something else, men often won't really say that you're doing it.
That you're a hypocrite.
Right. They just pretty much see that you do that. And so the things that are coming out of your mouth fall on deaf ears, because they're like, you're saying all this at church and you're doing all that, and you come home and you're rotten. You're absolutely rotten. You're not rotten. Let me rephrase that.
That's not
rotten.
Good.
You're doing rotten things.
That's
you're
good.
Doing some rotten stuff.
And you know what?
And you need to.
But you know what?
You
time make will
change.
Make you want to get rotten and feel rotten. But you know what? You can change that. And I just, man, this morning, I'm telling you, we feel so mellowed out. And we just had such a really romantic, I think, weekend. And our spouses are really gifts from heaven. And that's what we want to talk about. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this.
Heartbroken a few times in the past. Never last strong as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to. Before, and all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one that's what to tell everyone around you. But you know they've heard it all before. What more can you say? When love won't let you walk away, just you can't help.
I love it. I love it.
Loving what you thought it could have been. No notice when you change and you don't feel as good as you used to before. And everything you used to say, everything you used to do, came right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one. That's what you tell everyone around you. But you know they've heard it all before. What more can you say? Yeah. When love won't let you walk away.
Remember when music made you feel like you just wanted to be in love? Man, I wish that we could go back to a time where music just endeared love, just like this song does.
Yeah.
Where you just hear those words and
sent
you just
from heaven.
And you just love your you love your lover.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by KS Productions. Don't forget, Don't Shoot Me is going to be coming to Peabody Magnet High School April 28th, 7 p.m., April 28th, Saturday, Peabody Magnet High School. It is a play ripped from today's headlines. Don't Shoot Me is an inspiring, uplifting play that pulls no punches. For more information, you can get those tickets at Peabody Magnet High School, Smiley's Barbershop, or by phoning Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles R. King at 318-447-2966. McDonald's of Alexandria, tobacco-free living. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about couples and couples getting revitalized, getting engaged. We wanted to take this Monday morning to encourage you. And DC, I can feel in the spirit, I can feel some scratching. I can feel some people saying, you don't tell me what to do. And it's okay.
Because most of this is like Uncle New say, you know, it's not the way, it's a way. And You take it buffet style.
I love it.
You know, you take what helps you and you leave the rest.
Absolutely.
You know, everything is not for everybody.
Right.
You know, we're not saying that we're the foremost experts on relationship, although we have evidence to support that we do know how to be in a relationship because we're 30 years in at under 50 years old.
Right. And you know what? It's
evidence. It's a process.
And this is what I want to do this morning. I want to encourage you that if you are a couple and you are very much feeling lonely, you're married but feeling alone, that you have to be the change that you want to see. And you've got to reach out and you've got to make that first step. And I hear you. You're saying, I've tried and it just doesn't work.
Right.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's like you're putting the same thing in, but somehow you're expecting a different result. Well, that's never going to happen. And maybe what you're trying needs to be something different. Maybe the things that you have done aren't working. And what I've always done is that people that I see that are successful and that I know that are successful from within, I always ask those people what they do, what works for them. And sometimes you just have to share with others. And sometimes people can just give you a little bit of insight, DC, on what they did that helped them.
That's absolutely correct.
You know, because sometimes you have to do, you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. But
that's insanity.
That is insanity. But what I'd like to encourage people to do, DC, this morning, this Monday morning, as we're entering into spring, Mother's Day is coming up, is to get reconnected.
Absolutely.
Get reconnected.
And it is very important that you search yourself. Every individual person search themselves and really be really honest with yourself and say, do my actions and my words match? Because a lot of times we go into this self-righteous mode.
Mm-hmm, but that's hard to do.
We really believe that we're doing what's right because we're saying that with our mouths, mm-hmm. but our actions are completely different. And if our actions don't match who we think we are, what we're saying that we're doing, you know, we really are perceived by others to be hypocrite, but they just don't tell us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if somebody loves me and have a real deep-seated humility for me, they may not tell me that, hey, David, you're a hypocrite. Hey, DC, I like you and everything. You seem to be a nice guy, but you don't do what you say. Mm-hmm. You're a hypocrite.
And one of the things that has made our relationship stronger is real truth. And real truth is hard and it hurts.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I know that I have been self-righteous at times where I wanted to think that everything that I was doing, everything that I was saying, every action that I was taking was right. And I was talking to a sister friend of mine, and she had a revelation that things went wrong in her relationship, and she just came to some real truth that she played a real role in what was wrong. And she wondered why her significant other was so bitter. And she just had that moment where she said, I finally got what he was trying to say. And sometimes you can feel so justified in your position and your stance that there's no room for you to say, you know what, maybe I was wrong. You know, and we were talking about this Saturday night at dinner. We all went to dinner, the group of us at our table from Jazz on the River, and we had such great conversation about truth.
Absolutely.
And about our histories and who we were as people and how we become who we are through our parents. And I am telling you, and I say this to my sister friends, just sister to sister, and you can receive it or not, that before you look at what is absolutely wrong with your spouse, and before you look at fixing him and changing him, if you'll just start to take a look at yourself and you'll look at your actions and the things that you have done and the hurt that you have caused, then I think healing can start. Because sometimes we hurt our spouses and we don't even realize that we've hurt them because you feel justified, because you feel like, well, if he wouldn't have done that, then I wouldn't have done this. If he wouldn't have said that, then I wouldn't have said this. And it can't work like that. And I believe that that's why we don't see more couples out and enjoying life and just trying to be content where you are. And let me tell you, DC and I, we've had the big house. We've had what seemed like the right vehicles. You know, we had the 1.5 children, you know, one plus a dog. And, you know, we had, and we call those things now trappings of success, because they can appear to be success, but they can be traps if those things have you instead of you having them. And so you can find that you have everything that looks right. You can have the position, you can have the car, you can have the house, you can live in the right neighborhood.
Right.
But you don't have any inner peace. You don't have that inner sanctum of love, and you're together, but you're lonely.
And if you're at dinner and you look like you've been snorting black pepper.
That's crazy. But we've been there.
You're miserable.
We've been there.
But you can come out.
And we
that's
can.
The, that's
we,
the good
And
side.
That's you the good thing. Out. We can laugh about it right. now. But when you're in that state, I mean, your heart is heavy. Because
or your spouse talks to you and you just act like you don't hear them.
Yeah, you begin to ignore each other. But you know, it's funny, but it's not, because a lot of people are living right there and don't know how to come out of that.
Right, right. The first thing we have to do is admit that we have
shortcomings.
Problems in that area. And once we admit that we have the problem, then we can start to work on it. But if we're in denial saying we get along fine and your wife's foot's not in the car before you take it off, you don't get along.
Or you're walking way up ahead of her.
10 feet.
Yeah.
Like you're in one of those Arabs.
But you know what? We you're a mess. Well, you know what? We never, early on in our relationship, we agreed that if we had problems, we'd go to a therapist.
Don't open the door for your wife.
We agreed. Stop it. We agreed that we would see a therapist. And early on, we did. But we realized that somebody that has been divorced and is not in a healthy relationship, I don't know, and for us, I don't know that they can speak to your relationship.
And if you're going to speak to my relationship, you need to be in one, and it needs to be successful.
Exactly. Because otherwise, I don't believe that person qualifies. I don't care how many degrees they have.
No.
You know, you can't tell me how to be successful if you've never been successful.
And you're miserable in your own relationship.
Right. And so we decided very early on that we would open up a line of
You don't even have a spouse.
Or you don't have a spouse. And so we agreed that we would open up a line of communications with each other. And we just began to have self-therapy. We started to begin to talk to each other. And sometimes it's been very hard, because I hadn't been able to face those real truths about myself and my shortcomings.
As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, because we're kind of running out of time, we're going to bring up a couples guru in.
That's what we need to do.
We need to bring a couples guru in to speak to our listeners about this, because I feel a deep sense that this is really, really important. I mean, and I laugh, you know, and I'm making funnies, but that's the entertainment part of the show. But this is not a funny matter.
No, it's not. It's a very serious matter, and it's one that's serious to our hearts. And I hope that, you know, through talking about it, that people that find themselves in these challenging situations will begin to at least open up to the possibility of maybe I can be the change in my relationship that I want to see. And this is a song that we have loved forever. And this is a song that we would consider our song, Sense of Purpose. We love this song, and I hope you'll listen to it and just really, really feel the love. We're back. Are we out of time? We need to take a quick break.
We're gone?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, man. He's giving me a big, big rap sign. Y'all, it has been too quick. It's Monday. Get your morning started off right. You're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And as always, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. Have a great Monday. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Don't forget, be the change that you want to see. We'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.